1728 by 972. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to adjust your shorts and prepare yourselves to get kicked lightly in the dick by the news. My name is Ray Stone. Today is Thursday, August 21st. Yesterday was hot. Believe it or not, in Arizona, it gets that way. So, you know, we just, we deal with it. You become very wet and you move forward. Quick social, my personal news last night was pretty good. Last night being open mic over at Stir Crazy Comedy Club, and it was a pretty good time. Bad crowd, bad comedians. I did okay, so that's really all that matters. We got the new camera rocking, so we'll see how this quality goes, and let's just jump on into the news because I'm running late. Good news first. This article says, woman received thousands of letters from dad growing up. Now anyone can request a letter from dad. I'm not even going to open that up, because that's just not news. That's just not news. Is that how hard it is to get good news? Is that we just like, we're going to talk about somebody's childhood letters and now you can borrow one of her letters? Or do you request one from her father? I don't know. We're not going to read it. Number two, masked hero goes viral for painting over graffiti on buildings in northern Italy. Italy? And I'll... Masked hero? Well, I bet you I can guess who it is. Probably the guy that owns the buildings. Let's see. Conservationists hail recovery of 150 struggling species thanks to projects by Natural England. Okay, good job. I mean, we should try to probably conserve the species. Next up, these silly signs are one man's campaign against his anti-fun city. No, we're not going to read that either. I saw something interesting down here. Staggering finds show early humans lived alongside the very apes they evolved from. So, is this a, did they find the missing link? Let's just check into it. Did they find the quote-unquote missing link that we've all been looking for, as we all assume that we just are from the aliens mating with the apes? The discovery centers around teeth. The discovery that early humans seemed to have potentially lived alongside the very apes they evolved from. Oh, so we're not actually... Okay, the study of teeth has gotten me. Good job. Good job, everybody. Let's go ahead and jump into the Israel news. Israel bombards Gaza City, launching new offensive amid starvation crisis. I mean, this is what happens. This is what is happening. And the world is upset about it. Something I saw that was crazy. I think I saw Israeli protests in the streets where they were stopping traffic. At least that was the video that I saw, and it's was making me think that the Israelis are protesting their own war. Oh, that's what it was, is because of the draft. They, if you don't know this about Israel, everybody who comes out of Israel, if you are an Israeli citizen and a male, I don't know if it's male and female, but you must serve in the military for X period of time. The news on Tuesday was that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called up 60,000 reservists. Well, I saw two different reports. One said 50,000 and one said 60,000 reservists to come fight. And this was a protest against the draft in Israel. And it was a bunch of Hasidic Jews sitting down in traffic saying, I'd rather die in traffic than fight this. Live, Palestinians face death or displacement amid Israeli Gaza City attack. I mean, this is just what's happening. So I'm trying not to fill my head with all this BS, but it's still going on and it doesn't matter what we do. Let's jump into Russia. Major Russian attack on Western Ukraine hits American factory during US-led push for peace. Is this an accident or is this an act of defiance? It seems to me that every act coming out of the Russian camp is an act of defiance and utter sheer will and self-righteousness, bordering on, I mean, indignation. Russia launched a rare drone and missile attack on western Ukraine overnight, officials said on Thursday, striking targets including an American-owned electronics plant and injecting further uncertainty over the U.S.-led efforts to end the war. And let's see if there's any comment. Social media, Trump criticized, it's very hard. And Russia has not commented, so what does that tell you? I like this one. Clouds and a gusty breeze is all Hurricane Aaron brings. I love watching the news as it tries to make everyone think that that everything is horrible out there. The hurricane got downgraded, and then they tried to say some scary stuff about how dangerous it is. And it's like, yeah, but it got downgraded. And then when it reaches landfall, it's like, yeah, it's just a normal storm. Moving on, Trump plans to join law enforcement on streets of Washington, D.C. Thursday night. So tonight, Trump is going to join the fray in D.C.? Yeah. You know what? I haven't given one of these in a while. Go fuck yourself. Trump, U.S. and EU trade deal caps tariffs on exports at 15%. The deal negates sizable tariffs that President Donald Trump had threatened to slap on pharmaceutical and semiconductor imports. I guess the new trade deal is, yeah, well, it's a trade deal. If it's not a deal, I didn't do it. And if I didn't do it, it might have been I tried to do a deal, but it's all about the deal. He just loves to say the word deal. Get a deal done. I think he wants to do a deal. As long as he can say done deal, I feel like that's what makes him think he's doing a good job. And at one point I used to think, like, let's let a businessman try it. But if this is how a businessman thinks and he's just trying to do a deal, don't. Didgeridoo, don't a deal. How about you put the people of your country first and try to concentrate on how to help them instead of like slapping together some deal that's going to get undone? The craziest part about all this stuff is in 4 years, it doesn't matter what he did. They're going to undo it, whoever comes in next, just like he undid whatever came before him. So while there's a fracas, an oscillation between the two tribes of the United States, we should call them tribal Americans. We're looking left, we're looking right, train's going where it's going. Illinois to Bondi, sanctuary status stands firm. This is fantastic because Pam Bondi has been trying to revoke sanctuary status for the Democrats who fled from, well, anyone who fled from Texas redistricting efforts and are hanging out in Illinois. And Pam Bondi has found a new foil. Her message to the governor is, this ends now. And the governor is saying, no, fuck you. You don't unilaterally control the states. The states have the right to govern themselves as long as it is provided provisionally in accordance with the U.S. Constitution. What is happening with these? You know what, Pam? Go fuck yourself. Fuck! Whew! You know what? Let's just pop into the BBC, see what the BBC says real quick. Nope, all of the same. You know what, actually? Don't worry about it. There's no news today. All news is good news. Life is amazing. Cheat code is set to easy. Don't worry about it. And we'll see you next week. Have a great weekend. Bye.